listener exclusive.
The Bidgee Bubble.
Where the locals go for anything worth hearing about in the Riverina MIA, you'll find it here in at the Bidgee Bubble podcast. Hello, it's Matty Ray. Of course, we're having this during the Anzac period, an important reflective time in Australia and for all Australians. You might be catching this pod, though, during or after Anzac Day itself. So rather than go over events, which may become old news depending on when you're catching this, we thought we'd have a look behind the scenes of how Anzac Day services and commemorations come together. Of course, this is all thanks to the work of our local RSL sub-branches. Our guest this week is a local legend of Lake Kajalogo. He's a member of the Lakes RSL sub-branch and a known volunteer and contributor to all things community and sport across the broader Lake Kajalogo community. A brief disclaimer, how our sub-branches organise Anzac events will no doubt vary from town to town, so what we hear from our guest may not be linear depending on where you are, but it will still give you some idea on how a sub-branch operates, particularly in regional and rural Australia. So with that said, it's a very big welcome to the Bidgee Bubble this week to Peter McFadyen from Lake Kajalogo. Peter, thank you for coming on today.
No worries, Matty. Thank you for having me on.
All good. Now, your father was a veteran, so describe how that impacted you growing up and what it meant for you and your family as far as commemorating Anzac Day each year.
Well, Matty, Anzac Day has always been a big part of our lives. As you just mentioned, then my dad was in the Air Force and his brother was also in the Air Force. A lot of my grandparents had their brothers were involved in the First World War and some in the Second World War. So Anzac Day has always been very close to us guys, my two brothers and myself, and now to our grandchildren and our children. They all march at Anzac Day in Waijuligo, dress up in their school uniform and looks fantastic. So it's a great day. It's not actually a day, as I said the other day, not glorifying war. It's showing appreciation and thank you and for the ones who went out and did what they did. Some sacrificed their life to make our country the great country it is today.
I understand that you automatically get some form of membership within the RSL sub-branch by being the child of an ex-veteran. Are you able to clarify that for me, Peter?
Basically, growing up, we'd always go in there. Mum and Dad were both involved heavily in the local sub-branch. Then when Dad passed away, we were offered membership. My two brothers and myself, my wife too. My wife, Shireen, her dad was in Korea. So we're all members of the local RSL sub-branch in here at Waijuligo. They've done a great job for many years. They got in and they raised money and they built a war memorial hall. And then that was just a hall, basically. Then they built a sub room on the back of it. Then they did another room at the back and then a side thing, all raised by the local sub-branch. And the local community got involved there and just appreciated what those men and women have done and are still doing to keep our country the great country it is today.
So you're saying you first became a member of the sub-branch when your father passed away. How long has that been?
Yeah, well, Dad died in 87.
Yep.
So 30-odd years ago. He loved marching at Anzac Day. He had great camaraderie. He was with the Catalina Flying Boats. And did a lot of work in northern Australia, went out, did a lot of sorties overseas and stuff like that. Never spoke much about, Matt, about the actual war, the actual process of going out and fighting, but spoke a lot about the good times they had when they went on leaves and stuff like that, but never actually spoke too much about when they went out and sorties or just mainly the camaraderie they had amongst their friends. And he had amazing friendship with not only the guys that went with him, but also their families until the day he died. And we've continued on ourselves. We are still great mates with some of Dad's Air Force mates' family. So how good's that?
Yeah, that is incredible. And it is what you do hear from a lot of veterans these days, is that they talk about the spirit and the camaraderie and having each other's backs rather than the actual gruesome details of battle itself, which no doubt they were a part of at some point. But it is, you know, obviously a harrowing adventure and something that for many of them is very difficult to describe. Now, could you describe the activities of the sub-branch that you're a part of? And firstly, what they do throughout the year and then leading up to Anzac Day itself?
Well, the great, so with the legacy side,
yeah,
there's the legacy here in Waijuligo, and they look after the widow and the families of the veterans that have passed away, and they do a tremendous job. They have wood raffles, they have meetings, and they're just great. They do a great job. The numbers are minimal because of the fact that most of them have passed away. and the fact that we'd love to see the numbers stay that way. That means they're not going out to conflicts overseas or whatever. So they do a tremendous job, and they're always there. They help and support people. For many years, they ran an opportunity shop where they used to have second-hand, mainly clothes, that they used to sell off to other people for a very small price, and that money that they raised there used to go towards organising Anzac Day and having the Anzac Day lunch and stuff like that.
And how far out from Anzac Day itself would preparations for events and commemorations typically begin? Obviously not linear from town to town, but you can attest, of course, to Lake Cargillago and some of the surrounds, I bet.
Yeah, well, they make a move. They have planned things. It's basically reasonably routine.
Yep.
They get in touch with the schools, and the schools are tremendous. And not just Lake Cargillago, the two schools, Lake Central and the Lake Convent St. Francis, the convent school, but also Narradin comes into Lake March. You have Yuablong West comes into Lake March. And a lot of schools, children from here that go away to boarding school, they're home like this time during the middle of school holidays, they'll come in and they will march in their school uniform. And it's the numbers turning up to the Australia, the Anzac Day march is absolutely amazing. And it's great to see, because back when the Vietnam War was on, Matty, I was sort of very close to being called up. As in
conscribed.
When they used to have conscription and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to go, thanks to a change of government. But back in those days, it was pretty ordinary because they were very anti-war, whereas now the young ones that are coming along, they realise now it's not actually celebrating war, it's celebrating what these guys went out and did
to keep our freedom. Duty, sacrifice, honour, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Now, what about something that you think the RSL sub-branches around the country do, something that they do that you think is generally not well known?
Well, I said to you the other day when we were talking about Anzac Day in the communities out this way, and we spoke about Ungerry.
Yes.
What Ungerry does is unbelievable. Their day is completely full from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. The whole community is involved. And just one of the things I think is very special, as we said, they go out to the Ungerry Cemetery and they spend time at the last digger that has passed away, return service personnel that has passed away since the last Anzac Day, and they have a service at their resting place. And they reckon that's very moving, and it's just tremendous to see that happens on Anzac Day in Ungerry.
Yeah, I can't say I've heard anything like that being held anywhere else. What do you think, or how do you think that's come about for a community like Ungerry? Was there a heavy presence of ex-servicemen and women there, or ex-diggers and veterans?
Yes, so it's like a lot of these rural communities out this way throughout all of Australia, you know, and New Zealand. A lot of them answered the call, both wars, and even a guy. And I just think that maybe someone decided that would be a good idea to do something like that. I know the guy that they're going to go this year, a lovely man called Pat Turner. He was the one who used to always ring me up and say, look, Peter, can you go on to Triple M and just talk about our Anzac Day? And so Pat's died in the last 12 months, and that'll be at his graveside on Anzac Day, and family and friends will be there. And I don't know how it evolved, Matty, but I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it is something I've not heard any other thing doing. Definitely unique and unique to that community. And my condolences out to Pat and his family for his loss in the last 12 months. Peter, you were on the radio earlier in the week previewing the services not only on in Lake Cargillago, but also, as we just described, Ungerry and at Tullabergeal. Is collaboration with neighbouring towns and communities common within sub-branches around the Anzac period, do you think?
Yeah, quite good. Sometimes they share the guy or the gal who's going to do the occasional address. Sometimes people from Lake Cargillago have gone down and been a part of the sub-branch and support the sub-branch at Tullabergeal. I know that has happened.
Yep.
And it's like what we said the other day, the school children's involvement in the services. I know Lake Cargillago, they get up and they do part of the service. They may do a poem, or they might do a prayer. And we said at Tullabergeal this year, they're not having an occasional speaker. The school students have been studying Anzac Day, and they're going to tell their stories of what Anzac Day means to them at Anzac Day down in Tullabergeal. So I think that's amazing it's a bit like the thing at the cemetery at Ungerry. It's great to see this sort of stuff happening.
Yeah. Now, Peter, to wrap up, how many members are on the Lake Kajala Go RSL sub-branch, and are you currently or do you ever often look for or accept new members?
Yeah, well, they're always looking for new members. They've got basically the same one. Frank Hanley is the president. You've got Ian Kemp as the secretary with the help with his wife, Jean. They do an amazing job. There's Ted Middleton. These are guys that are the return service personnel. Ray Coff. There's not a lot of them left out this way. A lot of them have passed away and stuff like that. But they've kept going with the next generation down, which is good to see. We haven't actually been involved in a war, which is, God bless, we haven't been involved in a war, but it's like we ought to keep a tradition going, because tradition, some people go off traditions, but I think tradition is very important. You don't dwell in your past, but you learn from it and look forward to the good future.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tradition, you know, has a changing face and it evolves over time. You know, it's not something that, you know, becomes faded or old. There's a way to keep tradition, and that's by evolving it and making it different each year.
Yes, for sure. And you learn, as I said, you learn a lot of things from your past. And if you can bring the good points out from what's happening in your past and maybe some sort of tradition and continue that going.
Yeah.
Without being obsessed and living your whole life in the past and look forward to a bright future.
That's right. Well, Peter, this has been a very insightful chat with you. Thank you for agreeing to come on the Bidgee Bubble with us during this important and reflective time of the year. We thank you and all men, women, ex-service volunteers doing the important work on our RSL sub-branches at Lake Kajala Go, around the Riverina, MIA in Griffith, Leeton, Narandra, Murrumbidgee, Carrathool, all the shires, and helping us to never forget the sacrifice of our servicemen and women up and down the country in our past conflicts. I want to thank you for your time, Peter, and keep that Anzac spirit alive.
That sounds good. Thank you, Matty. It's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
That's been the Bidgee Bubble for another week. Matty Ray here. Remember to add Riverina MIA's 963 MMM to your favourites on Listener, and you can get a notification whenever that new episode of the Bidgee Bubble comes out, which is usually every Thursday, exclusively on the Listener app. Download now and listen anywhere, anytime for free.
A Listener exclusive.